track three, and here are the headline stories. The Mid-Devon Advertiser has Homes Plan delayed again. There are fears for future of a magical wildlife haven. Fears for the future of a magical wildlife haven have again delayed a project to build 1,200 homes on the outskirts of Newton Abbot. Teignbridge Planning Committee couldn't reach a decision on the first phase of the massive Walborough project, deferring it to a future meeting. Councillors want more information on parking, access, the road layout, and the ecology of Walborough Fen, which one expert described as nothing short of miraculous. Natural England says the Fen will be safe if the development goes ahead, but councillors want reassurance. The committee had been due to decide on the plans last month, but put it off after receiving last-minute information from objectors about potential harm to the Fen. Now the matter is delayed again. The overall Walborough-Barton scheme, approved by a planning inspector in 2021, would see 1,210 new properties built between Decoy and Ogwell. Developers claim it will bring badly needed new homes, but objectors say it is overdevelopment that will destroy open countryside. The scheme includes a link road connecting the A380 and the A381. Two applications went before the latest meeting of the planning committee. Both were deferred. One for 720 metres of road through the site, the other for the first tranche of 94 houses to the west of Decoy Park. Councillors decided they were interdependent and put off making decisions on both. Professional ecologist Dr. Kenneth Thompson said places like this are precious and deserve the very highest level of protection. We have this magical place on our doorstep. We should do everything we possibly can to avoid the smallest possibility that it suffers any damage. These developments will very likely damage the Fen and possibly even destroy it. He said the council was acting like a bull in a china shop. Natural England, however, says developers have taken sufficient steps to make sure the wildlife area is safe.
Races on to find new home for surgery. The clock is ticking down for a Tynmouth surgery as it looks for a new home. The future of Channel View Medical Practice was left up in the air after plans for a new health and wellbeing centre in the town centre were scrapped in the summer. That decision, due to spiralling costs, potentially left the surgery, which had been due to be based at the site in Brunswick Street, homeless. A report presented to members of Devon County Council's Adult Healthcare Scrutiny Committee said a solution to find the surgery a new home was needed as the lease on one of the Channel View sites in Den Crescent ends in March next year. Since then, the boards of NHS Devon and Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust have had to fast-track work to find a new home for Channel View, which was due to relocate from its town centre bases into the new building. Subsequent meetings of both trusts, held in public and in private due to commercial and financial implications, have been held to discuss the issue. The report to councillors said it had been agreed immediate action was needed to support Channel View surgery and enable continuity of primary care services in Tynmouth. No options have so far been made public. The report continued, the board approved a series of recommendations regarding resources to support work to resolve the accommodation issues in the short and medium term. Since then, NHS Devon, Primary Care and Estates colleagues have been working very closely with the partners and Channel View to secure both short and longer term estates solution. In place, this work includes negotiations for the retention of its existing estate together with potential additional office space to enable the practice to operate as effectively as possible within those premises. NHS Devon remains committed to seeking a one-site, longer-term solution for the practice and patients, and a further update is expected in November.
Petition demands action to clear waterway. A petition calling on Teignmouth Council to take urgent steps to save the brook in Dawlish has reached more than 1,200 signatures. The campaign to clear the watercourse through the town has been gathering momentum over the last few months. Now, the change.org petition is the latest and strongest worded salvo in the residents' battle to improve its appearance. The large build-up of silt in the main part of the brook has been causing fears of greater flood risk and the negative impact on tourism. Now the petition has been launched on the back of a groundswell of local opinion wanting action to have the area managed to ensure it remains the jewel in the crown of Dawlish. Volunteers have offered to jump in and clear the area themselves. The petition to Teignmouth Council, which is responsible for the brook, says it is bringing the many concerns to the authorities' attention. It states clearing the brook of excess debris and vegetation that has accumulated needs to be done for good and essential reasons. These include keeping and retaining the town as an attractive tourist destination and reducing flood risk to the considerable number of properties nearby. The Environment Agency classifies parts of Dawlish town centre to be in a flood risk area. A number of homes and commercial premises are already difficult or impossible to insure against flooding. The petition says without proper clearance of the brook, more property is likely to be at risk. It says within living memory, at least one person has fallen into the brook and perished. Because Teignmouth District Council has failed to attend to the clearance of debris for at least 10 years, the present situation has become of serious concern to us all. We therefore put Teignmouth Council under notice that it has a responsibility for making safe the public spaces of Dawlish Town Centre, in particular Dawlish Brook. We request urgent steps are now taken to attend to the matter of clearance.